We've also been talking about corruption here on the Midday Report, and that's because of the release of the SIU report into COVID-19 procurement, but also because Transparency International has released its Corruption Perceptions Index report today, which tells us how South Africa compares to other countries in terms of corruption and perceptions of corruption as well. We're joined now by Karam Singh, who's the Executive Director for Legal and Investigations at Corruption Watch. Karam, good afternoon to you. Thank you for joining us here. We really are stagnating in this index, aren't we?
Yes, that's right, Mandy. Thanks. And thanks for having me on the program. If we, you know, track South Africa's score since 2012, we started off with a score of 43. And sort of 10 years on, our score hasn't really moved too much, a couple of places here and there. But effectively, from the standpoint of a perception of public sector corruption in South Africa over the last 10 years, there's a sense that South Africa is stagnating and is not making significant progress.
And how do we compare to other countries? So how corrupt are we compared to other countries? Are you able to gauge it, and how do you measure that?
I think it's very, very difficult to gauge and measure. And I think you can look at a case-by-case example. I mean, obviously, TI, through this report, and through the information that they gather, try to put all the nations on an index. So if we were to compare South Africa to other countries on the continent and in the region, you know, we're still not comparatively coming out with such a great score. We've got numerous countries that are performing better than us, including neighbors like Botswana and Namibia, but I think also notably a country like Rwanda. But you know, I think you really need to go case by case to give some nuance to that comparative perspective.
Mm. We have certainly heard a lot of statements, a lot of commitments from our leaders to fight corruption. The president spoke at the Zondo Commission when he was there about the necessity for us to fight corruption, and government seems to be committed to this. But it doesn't necessarily translate into any action because people want to see prosecutions and convictions. So where are we with that in South Africa?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there has been a disconnect, if you like, between the strong rhetoric and then the strong action. So, you know, we did have the announcement of a sort of new dawn with the incoming of the new administration, and I think we have seen some progress in addressing, you know, some of the worst aspects of state capture. In that regard, one thing's particularly around, you know, the kind of reestablishment of sound leadership at important institutions like SARS and to a certain extent at the Hawks and at the MPA. But, you know, reestablishing those institutions, you know, gets us back to a place where we were 20 years ago. You note that we haven't seen a significant prosecutions. We have seen some assets recovered, and we see the functioning of the special tribunal of the SIU, and that's also a positive development. But in terms of the what's set in as a kind of deep-seated culture of corruption, I think we would have expected to see more progress in the environment, particularly in this recent period. And, you know, the PPE corruption, you know, is just an example of kind of how corruption still continues to flourish in our society.
Mm. You spoke there about the fact that the Zondo Commission, of course, falls into this period that is under review. We know that there has been a systemic weakening of law enforcement, of prosecutorial agencies as well during the state capture years. But you do make recommendations as well for improving our fight against corruption. What are some of these recommendations?
You know, I think fundamentally the recommendations are about increasing and deepening the transparency and the availability of information from government to the public and, you know, and to others, you know, including, you know, agencies that have the mandate to review these things, like the Auditor General and National Treasury. So, I mean, I think what came out so starkly in the PPE corruption was that, you know, it was happening kind of under the guise of our system. It was happening within the system, and it wasn't being detected. Now, we've been calling for a long time about reform within the procurement system, around open contracting, around the greater publication of data, because with that information, then you can begin to kind of monitor this much more closely, and it almost becomes a preventative measure. So you pick up the corruption as it's happening in real time, and it becomes easier then to kind of close the gaps to, and then eventually to recover the money. You know, when we have investigations that happen long after the fact, because we don't have an opaque a procurement system, then we know that the money already gets dissipated into numerous bank accounts and gets laundered and ultimately leaves the country, it's too late. I think that's one of the strong recommendations, that we have much stronger preventative measures put in place and measures which ultimately promote transparency.
Karam, thank you very much for your time. Karam Singh, Executive Director for Legal and Investigations at Corruption Watch, speaking to us there about the Corruption Perceptions Index, which shows us being at the same place at a dismal 44, the same as last year, dropping one place in rank to 70 out of the now 180 countries, which just shows that we are stagnating in our fight against corruption. On Twitter, S. Malema says, "Mandy, I honestly think we just talk about corruption and we have not the capacity to deal with it. Law enforcement agencies are not able to move swiftly to remedy or deal with this. Rather than stagnating, we are on a downward trajectory." And then Kabung's King Spool says, "We are this corrupt, Mandy Wiener," and there are photographs of a metro cop or a police officer hiding in a tree, saying, "The level where traffic cops hide in bushes so that they can find you doing something wrong so that you can then assist them in doing something wrong. And this is normal behavior in South Africa."